You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, final thoughts here on what has been a great Wednesday edition of CBD. Want to thank all of you who called up.
Yes, the phone great lines interaction, were blowing good up. Stuff. You make our show great, just so you know.
Tough day for Johns, though. One John in Dallas, bad call. And John in Akron, who is the Bostonian, hiding behind a new moniker, not good either. But Johnny D in Dallas was pretty solid.
Yes,
for the
he
Johns.
Was pretty
he
solid.
Represented. All right. It's time now to go through our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day as well. And Matt, I'll start with you. What concerns you the most about the Cincinnati Bengals?
It would be our ability to get pressure on Andy Dalton. And I think as well as our back end is playing, they're eventually, you know, you don't run hot all season long. You don't run hot 5, 6, 7 games in a row. We've run pretty hot 3 games in a row now. Now, you look at the opponent, but then still, you know, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, you talk about James Jones in Oakland. Last week, Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, we've played very well collectively as a group. Individuals have struggled, but collectively as a group. That is the one matchup, and you talk about, you know, Joe Hayden is the kryptonite to A.J. Green's success. We hope that continues. The one matchups that I'll get to, as I said already, is Buster Screen's ability to match up with Mohamed Sanu. Again, he was a number one wide receiver. His confidence is high. His production is high. You know, his average per reception is 16.1 yards, 4 touchdowns. So he's very, very efficient. And I watched the first half of last week's game. You know, he finds those zones. Him and Andy Dalton have built up a great rapport. So that is what concerns me going into tomorrow night's game.
So for me, I want us to be able to stop the run. And I think if we can take away Jeremy Hill, who looked so good the week before, make them one-dimensional, I think the Browns will be in a pretty darn good spot. I think that's the key to this game, is stopping the run, not letting them just run all over us. Because if they can impose their will completely, you can hit some of those play actions for big plays, and it just puts pressure on the defense. If they can make Andy Dalton be the guy, looks like they're going to have a new right tackle. It looks like Andre Smith will be out, and Tanner Hawkinson, who's played 2 snaps all year, will start at right tackle. So that would be very good news for the Browns, and hopefully that is the case in terms of their ability to get pressure on the quarterback should they be able to make him one-dimensional, because that's where Paul Kruger is typically against that right tackle. That's got to be an advantageous and a plus matchup for the Browns.
Exactly, and when you said that, that's exactly what popped into my mind. I had talked in weeks past as I've dove in to some of the Browns tape, reviewing it and previewing it for the upcoming opponent. We play and run a lot of defensive fronts, which means that our guys are very versatile, which can work against us in some regards, which is why we struggle against the run. But what we can do is we can create scenarios to get our best pass rusher, as you said, Paul Kruger, up against one of their guys that's only had 2 snaps all season long, and match that up all night long. And we'll bet the house on Paul Kruger to win that matchup time and time again. And also, too, give him different looks, throw Mingo at him. At one time, have to deal with a speed rush. Then you come back in with Kruger or Sheard with the bull rush to keep him on his toes and test him all night long.
No question. That's what they've got to do. Now, you talk about the matchup that I am the most worried about. It is Buster Screen going against Mohamed Sanu. You hit the nail right on the head. Buster Screen has given up in the last 5 games, 5 touchdowns. He's given up over 100 yards receiving twice, once against Tennessee, gave up that long touchdown to Justin Hunter. Last week against Mike Evans in Tampa, he struggled. So I really want to see Buster Screen kind of get back to his earlier season form. He was really our best corner through the first 3 weeks of the season. The key will be getting back there and recapturing that form. Also, he played very well against Pittsburgh. If he plays like he did in that game against Steelers, we'll be in great shape.
I agree.
That's the key matchup, though.
I agree. I pointed it out. And the other thing that I wouldn't be surprised for the Cincinnati Bengals to do against us, because it gets Justin Gilbert into the game, is moving Sanu or Green inside to see how they operate, because they're going to get K'Wan Williams or Buster Screen in space in those nickel positions with opportunity to eat up those zones or win in coverage in man-to-man press.
That's the key there. All right, let's talk about first half of the season MVP of the Cleveland Browns in your mind?
First half of the season MVP, I went with an offensive defensive, and I think it's pretty unanimous in most people's eyes. I went with Brian Hoyer offensively for all the right reasons. His decision-making, his leadership ability, the 10 touchdowns, the 4 picks. Now, I think he has to do significantly more to be our end-of-the-season MVP offensively. And then again, you heard Willie McGinnis talk about him on his national, almost made his list of top players out of position. Tashawn Gibson is playing out of his mind. I think it's easy to go Kruger. It's easy to go Whitner as well. But Tashawn Gibson leading the league in 6 picks. He's getting those interceptions for a reason, because he is studying tape and he's in the right positions defensively. Early in the season, guys were fighting the new scheme. Guys are buying in now. That's why turnovers have skyrocketed.
I'm going to go with my I don't want to do the same people you did. So offensively, I'm going to go with Alex Mack. I think he was the MVP of the first half of the season, because you see the difference that has been made with Alex Mack on the field and Alex Mack off the field. Now, fortunately, the Browns have won 2 games without Alex Mack. They're 2-1 without him. But I think he just showed how valuable he truly is to this offense and to this team in the first half of the season. And defensively, I was going to go with Tashawn Gibson as well. I'm going to go with a co-MVP then of Carlos Dansby and Paul Kruger. Kruger obviously been a sack master, disruptive. Dansby, I think, such a winner. He makes big plays when he has to. He's getting to the quarterback. He's doing it all for this team, making plays pretty much week in and week out. So those would be my 2 defensively. And if Dante Whitner continues to play like he has the last couple games, he's going to be right there at the end of the season.
No doubt. You have to love that too, both from the old regime bringing Kruger in and new regime seeing the value in Dante Whitner on the back end of his career. Not saying he's out of his prime, but on the back end of his career, to come home to Cleveland and dominate the way he has. Look for a Dante Whitner hit on Greg Little crossing the middle.
I think you will see that, which would be great. Want to thank all of you for your great calls today. Great interaction. Love it. We'll keep that going tomorrow here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thanks to Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram and NFL Network's Willie McGinnis for joining us here on the show. Tomorrow, I'll be live down in Cincinnati. Matt will be here in the Dog Bowl, and Maria, the kid, will be on live for a little game day forecast. We hope to have a lot of good guests, a lot of good sound from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns as well, Mike Pettine, as we get you ready for the Browns primetime showdown, the Battle of Ohio, Browns-Bengals tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys coming up next. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.